The drama is intensifying in the battle between Sherry Bustos and Esther Joy King for the 17th Congressional District seat. Joe Deacon reports.
The Associated Press has called the election for incumbent Representative Bustos more than a day after the Moline Democrat declared victory over her first-time Republican challenger. But the King campaign says it's premature to consider a concession. Campaign manager Eric Anderson says they believe there are still a number of King votes remaining among the outstanding absentee and vote-by-mail ballots.
So at this moment, we're just here ensuring that all of the votes in the district were counted, whether they be early, absentee, or on election day, and we want to make sure that they were counted accurately.
Bustos is chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee and is headed for a fifth term representing the Central and Northwest Illinois district that includes parts of Peoria, Pekin, and East Peoria. She has 52% of the vote and a lead of almost 11,000 votes with all precincts counted. Mail-in ballots would still be added to the totals. In an email response, campaign representative Denise Moussouris says Bustos has, quote, fought for our community, our state, and our nation, and is humbled to have won the support of the voters. Anderson says a 12,000-vote swing in favor of Bustos late Tuesday seemed inconsistent with the trends across the district.
We just thought it was strange or a little bit peculiar that so many votes favoring Sherry Bustos came out just at the close of the evening.
The sudden reversal suggests a vast majority of mail-in votes counted late in Rock Island County leaned heavily for Bustos. Disputing the suggestion of voting abnormalities, Musora says, in politics, one candidate wins, another loses. She adds that this is a time for our nation to unite, and the people have spoken. Find more details at WCBU.org. I'm Joe Deacon.